Pinna.
While you may have heard the name Carnegie Hall in relation to music and live performance, do you know that it also has educational online resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12, where they can learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Kids can check out games like Animal or Instrument, where kids listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or they can interact with Musical Explorers Around the World Map, which teaches kids different musical traditions from all over the planet. Carnegie Hall Kids ignites imagination in children with activities that both encourage musical curiosity and develop knowledge of musical concepts. So start their musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. So, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You point and click.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Adam Gidwitz. I'm an author. I'm also a storyteller. I like telling all kinds of stories, but I especially like telling grim fairy tales. You may think you know grim fairy tales, and you may think that they are sweet and boring. But listen, those tales you heard were the cute, happy, little kid bedtime versions of the grim tales. The original grim fairy tales aren't like that at all. They're weird, and sometimes gross. And often scary. In other words, they're grim. And I'm about to walk into a classroom and tell one of the original grim tales to a bunch of kids. Do you want to join me? Do you want to hear a grim fairy tale? Let me help you decide. On a scale of grim, grimmer, and grimmest, the story I'm going to tell today is grim. There is death, and it's a little sad, but it's not too scary. If I get to a part of the story and you start to feel scared or uncomfortable, this is what you could do. You could turn down the volume and count to 5, then turn the volume back up. If it still seems like a part you don't want to hear, just turn the volume down and count to 5 again. You know how much weird and gross and scary you're ready for. You know what you need. Okay. I'm at the classroom door now. There are kids inside, waiting to hear a grim fairy tale. So, are you coming in? Grim, grimmer, grimmest.
All right, let's get started with some stories. This story has two parts. The reason that it has two parts is because it is actually based on two different Grimm fairy tales that, to me, both felt incomplete. I read the first one, I was like, this is a great story, what the heck? It's just ended? And then I started the second story, I was like, oh, this is great, what, that's it? And then I was like, these totally fit together.
Did you, like, move the plot?
I had to do some moving around to make them actually fit together. I had to change a few details. But mostly these are the stories with some details changed to make them fit together. Great question.
Sometimes that happens with me too. Like, it's a really good story and then it just ends.
Totally. And you're like, not good enough. And then maybe you can even make it better.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if the ending of the story is good enough. It's called The Turnip and the Donkey Prince. Part 1, The Donkey Prince.
Once upon a time, there was a king and a queen who were rich and powerful and had everything they wanted in the world except...
Okay, you've heard enough of these stories by now. What is the one thing that they always want that they don't have?
A kid.
A kid.
One day, to their great surprise and joy, the queen realized that she was with child. And, some months later, she gave birth. But to her horror, she gave birth not to a boy, nor to a girl, but...
a donkey.
To a little baby donkey.
Yeah.
How is it possible that she had a baby donkey?
Maybe in her origins there was a donkey.
Maybe in her origins there was a donkey?
Maybe about 50 trillion years ago, the ape didn't marry an ape, but the ape married a donkey.
Oh, wait. Maybe
the husband's DNA was different.
Okay.
Then the wife's DNA, it was like mixed up in a sort of way. And once they're together, it just formed a DNA of a donkey.
You know what it sounds like now? It sounds like a superhero movie. It's going to be like superhero donkey.
So the queen figured that they should throw the donkey baby in the river and let the fish eat it, because the king and queen must have a proper heir, though the idea of tossing her donkey baby to the fish made her unspeakably sad. But the king said,
"If we have been blessed with this child, it must be for the best. We shall raise him as our son and heir."
Which made the queen very happy. An announcement was made that the donkey baby would be their prince and heir.
Do you know what an heir means?
Yes, I
what?
Do. It's like the person who's going to be like the king or queen once the real king or queen dies.
Exactly.
But there was whispering throughout the kingdom that this was not right, and people secretly began calling the baby the Donkey Prince.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
When Well, the king and queen loved their little donkey prince, and they wanted him to be happy in all things. They especially did not want him to feel bad for looking like a donkey. So they ordered all the mirrors in the kingdom smashed and buried, and no one was to mention to the donkey prince that he looked like, well, a donkey.
What do you think? Good plan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Terrible plan!
Until some person from another kingdom comes visiting that place and is like, hey, you look like a donkey.
That might be a problem.
The donkey prince grew big and strong and frisky, with beautiful, tall, straight ears. His ears were so large and keen that the first time he heard music, he lost his heart to it. And nothing in the world did he love more than melodies and harmonies. One day, a master harper came to the castle to play harp for the king and queen and donkey prince. The donkey prince was so taken with the beauty of the harp that he asked the master harper if she would teach him to play the harp, too.
If I were the harper, I'd say,
Well, the master harper said, The master harper looked at the hooves the donkey prince had instead of fingers. She said,
that might be hard for you.
But the donkey prince said,
why? I have wonderful ears.
Yeah, I see that, but...
But what?
The master harper knew that no one was supposed to mention that the donkey prince was, well, a donkey. So she pointed at the hooves where his hands should have been and said,
your fingers are a bit, thick and hard for playing the harp.
But the donkey prince begged her to teach him, and at last, the master harper agreed. The donkey prince was terrible at the harp. He broke every string, kept dropping the small harp that he was supposed to balance on his knee, and when he sang, he brayed like, well, like a donkey. But he practiced day and night. After 3 days, he could hold the harp without dropping it. After 3 weeks, he broke no more strings. After 3 months, he could play a whole tune straight through. And after 3 years, he played better than the master harper herself. He still sounded like a braying donkey when he sang, though. So he tried to sing where no one could hear him. One day, the donkey prince was in a sad and pensive mood. He slung his harp over his shoulder and wandered from the castle grounds out to a lake in the woods. He sat down at the lake's edge and began to play his harp.
You could see your reflection in water.
And since no one was around, he sang too. He stopped singing and thought to himself,
why does my voice sound so much like a donkey braying?
He looked at the lake. The water was so still he could see the clouds above reflected in the lake's surface. He leaned over the lake, looking at the beautiful reflection, when he saw...
a donkey.
The donkey prince saw his own face.
And then he started freaking out.
The donkey prince saw his own face. He had a long snout and big eyes and tall ears and fur. He looked exactly like a donkey. And then he said...
oh.
And then he said it again.
Oh.
Can you imagine going home and being like, Mom, Dad, you never told me that I look exactly like a donkey.
I'm a donkey. I should have known that by now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, no wonder I'm thinking hard fingers. I don't have fingers.
He could not believe that no one had ever told him that he looked exactly like a donkey. He was mortified, humiliated beyond belief. He could not go back to the castle.
I can never go home again,
he said. So, with a lump in his throat and tears in his eyes and a long donkey face, he slung his harp over his shoulder and set out to wander the world. Well, when the donkey prince did not come home to the castle, his parents sent out a search party.
Oh, come on, this way.
And when they found his hoof prints beside a lake and nothing more, all believed that he was dead. It was then that the enemies of the king and queen began to whisper terrible things behind their backs.
The king and queen will never have a proper heir to the throne,
they told each other. And soon a powerful duke organized a coup to overthrow the king and queen. He and his soldiers stormed the palace and threw the king and queen into the dungeons.
But they're the king and queen. They can't just throw them in the... dungeon.
Well, the Duke did it, and he did worse, too.
The king and queen soldiers
stop them
out. So, don't they have the keys?
What happens in a coup is The bad guy or whoever wants to overthrow the ruler convinces a bunch of the soldiers or guards to turn on their masters and change allegiances. That's how a coup happens.
The Duke explained to the people that without a proper heir, the kingdom would never be safe. And the people agreed. So the Duke had the king and the queen hanged. Now the king and the queen were dead, the donkey prince was gone, and the evil Duke ruled the kingdom himself. And I would love to tell you what happened to the Donkey Prince and the kingdom, and also how a turnip fits into all of this. But you're going to have to wait until next time.
What the heck?
Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest is a Pinna original production. Created, written, and narrated by me, Adam Gidwitz, author of A Tale Dark and Grim. Produced and edited by Ilana Milner. Casting and voice direction by Paula Gammon-Wilson. Sound design and mixing by Beat Street NYC. Location recording by Jason Gambrell and Evan Viola. Characters voiced by Allison Lee Rosenfeld, Billy Bob Thompson, Sinofia Mitchell, David Wills, George Lambert, H.D. Quinn, Kaylin Lee Clinton, Kylie Claxton, Lori Himes, Mark Thompson, Marco Bartolo, and Tom Weiland. Special thanks to the staff and students at Brooklyn Friends School and Manhattan Country School. You guys are awesome.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.